Reading Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand and toward his disciples and said, behold my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. The scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. Thank you, and let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Father God, we come thanking you for this opportunity to come together for Mother's Day. Lord, thank you for our mothers, Lord. Our mothers have taught us some things that we didn't know and that we should know. Lord, thank you. Thank you for blessing us with mothers, because without mothers, we wouldn't be here right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you for watching us last night and waking us up this morning and in our right mind and in our right frame of heart, Lord. And in Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, can we get a response? Excuse me. At this time, we'll have a welcome and greetings by our pastor, and after that, we'll have a response by Sister Reed.
Thank you very much, Minister Preacher. For the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want you to know that God is worthy to be praised. As we give reverence to Almighty God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to all of you who is listening in and a part of our morning worships, we'd like to welcome you on behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on behalf of the Passion of Christ First Community Church. We hope and pray that you will receive a blessing from our worship service, from the message, as well as the messenger. And we ask you to please consider yourself as we're going to worship, as though that we're in the sanctuary of the house of the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop, for that wonderful welcome. We just want to tell you we are delighted to be in a group, even us on Zoom, still sharing the word of God. And we, like you said, conduct ourselves like we are in the sanctuary, because this is a sacred moment. God is everywhere. We are the church. So we just thank you for that, and we're looking forward to hearing the word of God and applying it to who we can help and reach out to somebody else. God bless you, and thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that welcome. Sister Reed for her response. And we also thank Little Deacon Cameron Wright for leading us in our devotion this morning. Amen. Amen. You should be able to, as I mentioned, see the screen as well. You can slide your screen to pan and see everyone. Know that if I'm pausing, I'm getting people that's jumping in and out the call, so I'll have to admit people when they join. Also, please know that if you're in close proximity to someone else that's using their phone, you're in the same household, there can be an echo. So you have to distance yourself if you are using more than one device in the home to join the Zoom call this morning. At this time, let us bow for a word of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, the Lord, we thank you for this day. For we realize, Lord, that it's just another day's journey that the Lord has blessed us, Lord, that you have kept us, Lord, that you have made a way out of no way for us to be here at this appointed hour. We recognize you, God, as our Father, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because, Lord, without you, we know, Lord, that we will not be here. Lord, we thank you because on this day that has been set aside for Mother's Day, we thank you for each and every one of our mothers, Lord, those who are here with us and those who have gone before us. Lord, we thank you because, Lord, we realize, Lord, if it wasn't for your son Jesus down on the cross for our sins, Lord, Lord, we thank you because we realize that there wouldn't be any good mothers in this world today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that because of our mothers, Lord, because of their sacrifices that they have made, and because of the prayers, Lord, that they have prayed to you, we can stand here today and say thank you. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you for being our deliverer. Lord, we thank you, and we don't take this opportunity for granted. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would move right now, that your Holy Spirit will open up our ears, open up our hearts to receive your word. Let your word go forth. Let someone be touched today. Let someone be inspired today. Let someone be encouraged. Lord, most of all, Lord, if there's someone that is not saved, Lord, help them, Lord, to come to you. Lord, let your Holy Spirit convict and convert. Lord, let your people see more of you and less of me. In Jesus' name I do pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. If you would turn to in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we're going to look at verses 11 through 20. Of 1 Samuel chapter 1. And if you, just in case you don't have your Bible, you can't get to it, we do have the text here on the screen. Okay, someone just joined us one moment. Okay, I guess not. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. And it reads, And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter. Excuse me about that. That's the wrong verse right there. Verse 16. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Bela, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken here too. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Verse 19 and 20. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Verse 20, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Amen. I want to use as a topic for our text this morning, Mama Knows Best. Mama Knows Best. Everybody say it, Mama Knows Best.
Mama knows.
Okay, well, I'm gonna mute somebody's phone here. There have been many declarations set aside for citizens to observe and celebrate in the month of May. From American Stroke Awareness Month, this month is also considered Arthritis Awareness Month, Better Hearing and Speech Month, Clean Air Month, Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, Food Allergy Action Month, Global Employee Health and Fitness Month, Health Vision Month, Hepatitis Awareness Month, Lupus Awareness Month, Mental Health Month, National High Blood Pressure and Education Month, and National Teen Pregnancy and Prevention Month. Just to name a few. This month also contains weeks that are set aside for us to observe and celebrate, such as National Physical Education and Sport Week, North American Occupational Safety and Health Week, National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and National Neuropathy Awareness Week. just to name a few. This month contains days that are set aside for us to observe, such as World Hand Hygiene Day, HIV Vaccine Awareness Day, National Asian and Pacific Islander HIV AIDS Awareness Day, World Autoimmune Arthritis Day, World Preeclampsia Day, National Senior Health and Fitness Day. And for some of us, May the 29th, which is going to be very hard for some of us because on that day is considered Don't Fry Day. That's right, Don't Fry Day. Don't fry any foods on that day, Lord help. I love some fried pork chops. Let me mute someone's phone. Excuse me one moment. Somebody is not on mute. I do apologize. As I said before, I love my fried pork chops. Don't give me any pork chops if you ain't fried them. You just done cuss me out. But out of all these days, out of all these weeks, out of all these things that are observed in the month of May, however, today in the year of our Lord 2020, on this day, the 9th of May, is set aside for us to observe, this 10th of May, excuse me, is set aside for us to observe and celebrate Mother's Day. But before we recognize Mother, we must recognize her. Who is her? Somebody says, who is her? Her is a creature who God took from the prime rib of a man. God shaped it. God molded it. God spent time and developed it, fashioned it. God instilled love in it, virtue from on high, standards, principles, ethics, humor, truth, romance, poetry, and blessed her with life in order for her to give nourishment and to pour into her household, to pour into her job, to pour into her career, to pour into her children and everybody else's children, for her to pour into her neighborhood, her community, her society, and the lives of so many others that have come into contact with her. But yet her can be malnourished. Her can be deprived physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Why? Because her is rationing out her to so many streams, so many waves, so many avenues, and so much is pulling on her, so much is pushing her to where her forgets about her needs and her desires. Who is her? Her is a woman that God made according to Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. And in verse 23, Adam, he says that this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from me. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and do what? Shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, not torn, but one. The author, Andrea Dworkin, she says, a woman is not born, a woman is made. In the making, her humanity is destroyed. She becomes a symbol of this. She becomes a symbol of that. She is known as mother of the earth, slut of the universe. But she never becomes herself because it is forbidden for her to do so. Basically saying that a woman, she pours out so much that she forgets about her. And so now we find ourselves here in 1 Samuel chapter 1. looking at her, a woman by the name of Hannah. Hannah meaning favor or grace. Hannah meaning favor or grace. But it's imperative to know that Hannah, like many mothers today and women in general, she had a problem. Hannah had a problem. The Bible says that Hannah was hurt. The pain she felt, the void she felt that affected her happiness, her sense of self-worth, her relationship with her husband, her community, it also had an effect on the other women. Have you figured out what's the other woman in your life? What was her problem? Does it seem that she didn't measure up? For the Bible says that Hannah wasn't the only woman. Her husband, Elkanah, who was an Ephraite, was a descendant of the priestly tribe of Levi. The Bible says that while he was a godly man, he had two wives. Yeah, go read it. The Bible says that he had two wives named Hannah and Peninnah. The Bible says that Peninnah had children and Hannah didn't have children. And it's important to know that this wasn't God's original design for man to have two wives. For I just mentioned, according to Genesis, in which I read, that in those days, if they were unable to produce children, the man took a second wife. But please know that bigamy or polygamy was never God's intent, or his perfect plan, or his divine order. But the Bible says that each year, Elkanah would go to the tabernacle, and she would go there. She would go north of Jerusalem, where the Ark of the Covenant was kept to worship and sacrifice in Shiloh. And at this time, God was preparing the nation for a new kind of leadership, because the priests had two sons, the Bible says, who had turned their priestly duties over to his sons, but his sons were shady, they were ruthless. And if you go to the second chapter in 1 Samuel, it mentions that they even lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle. The priest, he didn't rebuke his sons. He didn't discipline them. But Elkanah, the Bible says, God gave his wife Peninnah and her sons and her daughters portions, and gave Hannah a worthy portion, for he loved her, even considering the Lord had shut her womb. The Bible says in verse 6, because of her childlessness, it was considered a curse. So she was always taunted by her rival. Each year when it was time for them to go up to the tabernacle, his wife went with them, Peninnah and Hannah, and Peninnah would always provoke her, and as we would say, score on her, talk about her, and Hannah, she wouldn't eat. She wouldn't eat. She would just cry. And then her husband asked her, as we would say, an ignorant question. But it wasn't just one question that he asked. He asked three questions. He said, why are you crying and not eating? Why are you in grief and discontent? And then he asked, am I not better than you than 10 sons? The first point I want to point out, and I'm not going to hold you long, the first point is, she prayed. Hannah prayed. It's important to know that before she received the blessing, she prayed over her circumstance before it was even delivered to her. This woman prayed that if the Lord would look over her affliction, look over her suffering, she prayed to remember her and not to forget about her and give me a man child. Something else to notice, we have to be specific in our asking. and our request to God. I remember like it was yesterday. My mama, she kept telling me, son, she ain't the one. And she, no, son, she ain't the one. I remember in my dorm room with Paul Quinn, I was praying specifically about her. I was praying specifically about her. And here it is almost 13 years later, her and I are still together. You must be specific in what you're asking for. Write it down. Pray over it. Pray over it for God to take a look at you and remember you. Say, Lord, don't forget about me. Pray over it. Hannah, she realized praying for herself was a necessity. You have to realize it's a necessity for you, whether you are a mother or not. You must pray. More importantly, as a woman, you have to pray for yourself. It's okay. You do everything for everybody else. It's okay. Pray for yourself. Tell God all about your trouble. The Bible says, cast all your cares on him, for he what? He cares for you. Give yourself that liberty to what? Pray for yourself. Pray over yourself. Pray over your covering. It's okay. Do it. Second point is that she made a vow. Not only did she pray, but within her prayer, she made a promise to do something specific. She said, Lord, if you give me a son, then I will give him to you all the days of his life. She knew that God's purpose for her womb and for her soon-to-be son was greater than what she could ever understand. You know, after Mama have prayed and prayed for her children to get right with God, after Mama have prayed for her situation to get right, after Mama have prayed for her issue to be resolved, no matter who she tries to influence, whatever the situation is or was, Mama realized that she had to turn it over to Jesus and say, Lord, you got this. And at times, Mama, she had to say, Lord, if you would just bless me with, if you just bless me with, I'll serve you for the rest of my days. I'll serve you in spite of what people may say. I'll serve you in spite of what people may think. I'll serve you. I don't care because I know as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Hannah promised, if you bless me with the son, I will ensure that no razor will come upon his head. She was raising him, and according to the Nazarite vow, this vow included untrimmed hair and abstinence from alcohol. These were a couple of practices that they were displayed and how people knew a person was dedicated to God. Nowadays, our children, they're so far gone. They have nothing to show. They you can't even tell what's going on because they know how to put on a facade. They know how to fake a shape. You think they're one thing, and therefore you know it, there's something else. It's sad. It's sad, but it's true. Not just little kids, but some of us even as adults. Some of us as adults, we are going astray. We are forgetting what Mama had told us. We are forgetting what Mama had instilled in us. It's sad, but it's true. What vow, what promise, more importantly, whose promise are you upholding to? What promise? Whose promise are you upholding to? Point three, and I'm almost finished. My last point is my first point. Yeah, what was my first point? That's right. The Bible says she prayed some more. The Bible says that Hannah prayed some more to the point that the priest thought that she was drunk because he saw her lips moving, but nothing was coming out. As we say, what? I hear you talking, but no, I don't hear you talking. I see your lips moving. Some of us, our lips are moving, but I can't hear nothing. Eli, the priest, said, put the wine away. You know, I was studying last week, and I jotted something down, and I don't even know why in the world I jotted down, but when God gives you something, you got to make notes. And the thing that I jotted down is that one thing about a real woman, she moves in silence. That just came out of nowhere. I said, thank you, Lord, because it was fit for right now, for today. One thing about a real woman, she moves in silence. She don't tell you her move, especially if she sees you trying to be nosy. If she see you that you all up in her business, you'll get dismissed with the quickness. Here it is, Hannah, she's praying, but she ain't got to tell the priest what she's praying about. But he's like, wait a minute, you drunk. She was praying to God. She was praying to our Father who art in heaven. But the Bible says she prayed some more. She said, you got it twisted. I'm already going through a mental crisis. I'm already going through a mental crisis. I don't need any strong drink or wine. I don't need something else that's going to destroy my brain cells, the little few brain cells I got left. I'm already going through. She said, I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. She said, I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear you. The question is, what are you pouring out? What are you pouring out? Think about it. What are you pouring out? Have you thought about it? Have you really thought about it? Mama, a God-fearing mother, knows that she has to have the love of God in her to pour out and to pour into. Let me tell you about my mama. And better yet, let me tell you about your mama. Yeah. Oh, don't get offended. I'm not scoring. Let me tell you about your. You said don't talk about my mama. You don't know. Let me tell you about your mama. Your mama knew that no matter what she'd been through, no matter the sleepless nights, no matter the tossing and turning, no matter how much you got on her nerves, no matter the stony road that was before her, your mama, no matter how she had to bend over backwards to help provide, no matter what impression you thought of her, no matter the trials, no matter the tribulations you put her through, no matter the sacrifices she had to make, no matter the clothes she had to make, no matter how many dirty diapers she had to change, no matter how she sacrificed her food so you could eat, no matter the buses she had to catch, no matter the sicknesses and diseases that she faced, no matter the cancer she endured, no matter what the enemy would try to throw her way, she knew that with God, all things are possible. Yeah. She knew with God, she could make it through a storm. But how can you say that God is the captain of your life if you can't make it through a storm? Mama knew that she had to make Jesus her choice. Mm-hmm. It's sad that when Mama done all she can do for her children and her loved ones, well, Mama, she done all she could do, and they still end up going to hell because they didn't want to listen to what Mama said. They didn't want to listen when Mama said, Jesus is the way. When they don't want to listen when Mama said that you must be what? Born again. When Mama said, guess what? When she said, don't do it. When mama said, get somewhere and sit down. When mama said, shut up. When mama said, keep your skirt up and your britches zip. Oh, I'm going to let that go. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. But mama, mothers, and even if you're not a mother, remember, if God causes a problem, I'm talking to mothers. If God causes a problem, remember, only God can fix it. Any problem, no matter what it is, God can what? Fix it. He sent his son Jesus to what? Fix it. His son, what? He went through, he was whipped with many stripes because he was able to what? Fix it. He what? He hung and bled and died on the cross. That's how he was what? Able to what? Fix it. Not only did he hung him and bled and died on the cross, he what? He went to the grave and Joseph borrowed to him. And guess what? He went there because why? He could fix it. He went there. And then not only did he stay there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he what? He rose. That's how we can say what? He can what? Fix it. No matter what it is, the Bible says, and the Lord remembered Hannah. The Lord remembered Hannah and blessed her with a son named Samuel. Not only that, but you'll read later on in the chapters that she later conceived three sons and two daughters. You go into chapter 2, you read her thanksgiving. You read her praises to God. Take a look. Read it. It's a blessing to have a mother who is God-fearing. A mother who is concerned. A mother who is concerned about her children's soul. Are you grateful that no matter who gave up on you, through the prayers of your mother, God never gave up on you? Mothers are strong, boy. They don't give up on you. God never gives up on you. A mother's prayer is powerful. A mother's prayer is priceless. Mama knows best. She know how to call on the name of Jesus. And she know that when she call on the name of Jesus, he will what? Answer by and by. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for mothers. Without mothers, we wouldn't be here. Thank you for the vessels that you have chosen. Mama knows best. A God-fearing mama. A God-fearing woman. If whether if you're a mother or not, as long as you're allowing God to lead you, mama knows best. You can't say that about a lot of mothers today because they're not being led by the Spirit of God because they don't know who God is. But I'm thankful my mama knows. I'm thankful my mama made me go to my room and learn scriptures, and learn the books of the Bible. You thought it was Pastor Daddy? Pastor Daddy, yes, he instilled a lot in me. Listen to his messages every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday. Don't get it twisted. Mama, she made me go to my room. She said, get this. Don't come out till you do. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? But guess what? Mama knows best. I hope you enjoyed our sermon for today. I hope something was said that you can take with you and share with someone else. No matter what it looked like, no matter the storms that you go through, remember what Mama said. Call on them. Call on them. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will. He will fix it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Austin. Austin.
Amen, son.
We thank God for the message. It was right on time. And believe it or not, if I had to preach the message this morning, that's the same text, same scripture that was on my heart to bring today. Just let you know that we're on one accord and being led by the Spirit of God. Mother knows best. And I tell you, not only the mother knows best, but God knows best too. When we look at the word love, the Bible says that God is love. That's his character. That's his personality. That's one of his main personalities, because that's who he is. He is love. And when God created woman from the rib of Adam, one of the greatest things that he had installed in her is love. And the word cannot express my gratitude this morning for all mothers, because all real mothers is filled with love, self-sacrifice, willing to make a full commitment to her children. Not only that, but her love is greater than her own household. A mother just full of love that she can share not only with her children, but everybody else that she come in contact with. So mothers, before I open up the doors of the church, I'd just like to say thank you for being a mother full of love, compassion toward your children, standing by them, being with them, not forsaking them, but being with them through thick and thin, good or bad. We just like for you to know that when you do all you can do, and leading them and guiding them in the way that they should go, if they die and go to hell, it's nobody's fault but theirs, because you've done what God ordained you to do. Now, if there be someone here that's listening in who know that you know that you need God in your life, and your mother done all she could do to raise you in the Lord. It could have been a grandmother. It could have been a auntie that shared Christ with you somewhere down the line, but you refuse to listen, but you're listening today. And we want you to know that God loves you in spite of what you have done in your life, the evil that you've done in your life. God loves you in spite of all of that. The Bible says And John chapter 15, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus Christ consider you, although you're sinners, although you have rejected him, he still consider you as a friend, and he still loves you. And we're asking you today to open up your heart and let him in, because he died on the cross of Calvary. Not only did he die, but he took your sins, our sins, upon himself. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. He paid the full sin debt, the full penalty. Your sins and my sins were judged on the cross of Calvary, because he asked God the Father to forgive us all, for we know not what we do. And he didn't stop there, but the Bible says he went into hell for us. He paid the full penalty for us, but he didn't stay in the grave. But early that Sunday morning, the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. And I'm telling you, that same Jesus that rose from the dead, he's coming back for all of his children, for all of those who believe in him. He's coming back again. We don't know the minute or the hour, but we do know he's coming. And when he comes, the trumpet will sound, the shout will go forth, and the dead in Christ will rise. And so shall we be, ever be with the Lord. And you want to be in that number. Whatever you do, you don't want to miss out on the rapture. You don't want to be left behind. Please join the body of Christ. I'm not talking about joining denominations. I'm asking you to please join the body of Christ, because there's only one name whereby you can be saved. That's the name of Jesus. Please come to Jesus and accept him as your Lord and Savior before it's too late. God bless you today. To anyone that's with us, they can speak out and say that you want to join church, you would like to be a part of the body of Christ. You may do so at this time. So, as a preacher, you want to sing us the song? I'm a preacher. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. He will save you. Come to Jesus right now.
Preach it. We'll turn the service back over to Minister Jerome. Go ahead, Minister Jerome.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. At this time, we'll now move on into our service. And we are now at our tithes and offerings, our offertory scripture for this morning from Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verses 4-5 and the following verses. And it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, and fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst with new wine. Everyone, we know how we are collecting our tithes and offerings during this time. We'll ask that if you please remember immediately, for those who are giving online, if you would send me a text or call me and let me know how much you're giving, I will greatly appreciate it. So I can kind of close up and wrap everything up else on my end. As far as the Zoom, the recording, and the giving early today, we can spend the rest of our day with our mother. So please text me as soon as you can or give me a call so I won't have to be up at 8 or 9 o'clock finishing up everything. I greatly appreciate that. At this time, if you also pay attention to the screen here, we will now have our announcements and acknowledgments of our guests coming from Sister Pritchett.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to the mothers and those that have helped our children along the way. I'll let Jerome finish the announcement, but for the birthdays for May, we have Sharonda Duncan on the 8th. That was Friday. And also our pastor's birthday is on the 16th. And my daughter-in-law, Kokisha Pritchett, on the 13th. And I think that's all I have for May right now. Oh, Sister Victoria Perry's birthday is today.
Amen.
That's pastor's sister. It's today. So you can give her a call. We'd like to acknowledge our guests now. Would the Passion of Christ please wave? And you know what to say.
You at the right place at the right time to receive a blessing from the Lord. Please come again.
Right. Thank you for joining in with us. And if by chance you're searching for a church home, search no more. Please consider the Passion of Christ First Community Church, Bishop R.C. Pritchett Jr., pastor, and Minister Jerome Pritchett, assistant, associate, and Minister Michael Reed, associate. God bless.
Amen.
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 We have one upcoming announcement to make. On the first Sunday in June is our pastor and wife appreciation service for 44 years. 44 years. Wait a minute. Let me unmute everybody so we can get everybody on that. I said 44 years. I said 44 years.
Amen.
One more time. I said 44 years.
44 years.
44 years. Before I was born.
Look what God can do.
We were babies.
Amen. Please know that everybody is do want to just take this opportunity. For those who would like to acknowledge your mother, whether she's here or whether she has gone on to be with God, you may do so at this time. We didn't want to miss this opportunity. To have something to say. For right now, all phones are muted.
Can you hear me, Jerome?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to be first. I'm proud and I'm blessed to hear my son preach the word. I got word on one side from my husband and word on the other side from my son. And happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I thought about two things. My mother's not here. She died in 1990. And everybody's running to the graveyard. And I'm not going. She's not out there. So I thought about, she was trying to point me in the right direction. I have a picture. When I was two, I was on my knees praying. I have a picture. When I was three, I had my Bible in my hand. So she was trying to map out my path. That's all I tried to do wrong. I had a whole lot of kids. We had hands on. Just so that we were babies when we came to the Passion of Christ. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Mother's Day to my daughter, my daughter-in-law. Love her to death. Love her to life then.
There you go.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Anyone else?
Like to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the mothers, because without the mothers, where we will be.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joe.
Thank you. God bless you.
Anyone else?
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that's on the call today. I want to send a special happy Mother's Day to my mother. It's been time to where I'm, like Jerome said in his message, you got on mama nerve, but she's still on her knees praying, and look where I'm at today. I love her to death, and I will see you later on today.
Okay, dokie. I'll be ready. Okay. God bless you, son. Thank you.
Come over here, sister.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Baby.
Mama. Daddy, mommy. Daddy.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
Princeton. That was Princeton.
Thank you.
Oh, Princeton.
Sorry. Thank you, Princeton.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
You can say something.
I think Sister Cathcart is saying something, but her phone is on mute. I think I see that she's talking. So I'm sorry, Sister Cathcart, we're not able to hear you. You're unmuted on my end, but okay, now we can hear you. No. Push that button one more time, Sister Cathcart. Okay, she had an unmuted, but then she muted it back. Okay. Okay. I had to get back with her. She had the phone on mute. Okay, before we dismiss, anyone else?
Well, I just want to say my mother's gone. I know she's in heaven with Jesus. And I just wanted to say that she was a good woman. She was a very good woman, kind-hearted and loving. And I just thank God for her. She left me, she was age of 52, her and my stepdad and the two There are two sons. But I thank God I made connection with his nieces and nephew these past few weeks. We haven't seen each other in almost about 50 years, but I just thank God for his goodness and his grace and mercy and for all of the mothers. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Sister Catcock, how are you now?
Yes. I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I meant Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'm sorry. And my mother's gone on to be with the Lord. And I know she was a very good woman. She was very special to me. And I loved her so dearly. And I do miss her. All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Amen.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here today. I wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to everyone, and that I've been blessed to be a mother and to have had one of an awesome mother who is gone on to glory.
God bless. Amen. Amen. God bless. Thank you. All right. Last and final call.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Cameron.
Hello. That was me.
Oh, Princeton.
Hey, Jerome. Princeton.
Princeton.
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for everything that you do, especially all the moms on this call.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you.
I don't know what this world would be like without all the moms.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Okay, at this time, if there is no one else, we will have remarks from Pastor.
Yes, I will say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mr. Jerome, for the message once again. And on behalf of all of the real men, once again, we'd like to say to all of the mothers that irregardless what the devil is doing and what he have done, no man can take the place of a woman.
Man.
Y'all catch that at all.
I
want you to know that no man can take the place of a woman.
Amen.
No man.
Amen. But
I thank God for all of you mothers that really love your children, that stood by them through thick and thin. My mother, she left, went home to glory in 1968. But my mother, she was a real mother. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for all of the precious memories that she left with me. And I thank God for all of the mothers today that have proved yourself worthy to be called a mother. And I just hope and pray that you have a blessed day today. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you.
God be with you till we meet again.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, Happy Mother's Day. Hope y'all enjoyed this day. And now in closing, by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore until we meet again. Everyone said amen.
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 Amen. You better go here.